This is episode 2191 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 5 of our series. This is a series all about managing negative moods. And as you launch into your new year, you may notice that you're excited to turn over a new leaf, or you are feeling a little apprehension and wondering if you're really going to be able to accomplish all these big goals you may have set for yourself. One of the most powerful ways you can create this space to be open and receptive to inviting something new into your life is by managing your moods, not allowing your inner peace to be influenced by whatever's going on in the world around you, or with the people in your life, or with your job, or with your health, or with your cluttered home, or whatever it might be. Feeling a sense of peace and feeling grounded in that peace. So in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to uplift your consciousness. So you could think of this as a higher consciousness meditation. And I invite you to consider your mood simply as a state of consciousness. Whatever you might be inviting into your thoughts at that moment. That's why it's so vitally important to take good care of yourself. Self-care is not an indulgence. It's a vital part of feeling okay with the world and with yourself. And many of you likely set a few New Year's goals that have to do with self-care. Maybe you're committed to eating more greens, or you are committed to doing some body weight conditioning, or using a sauna, or spending more quality time with loved ones. Your New Year's goals are likely all over the place because that's how life is. It's everywhere. We can't escape life. So as you live your life to the fullest, focus on feeling within yourself an even-mindedness regardless of what's going on around you. Eat well, get plenty of sleep, exercise, meditate, work on improving your relationships. When you take care of yourself, you're also helping uplift your consciousness. If you're in a bad mood, you're often hungry, or maybe you didn't sleep well, or you ate something that spiked your blood sugar level. Think about how your daily habits influence your moods. One thing you can do is make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that you don't miss any episode. And remember, there is the Sip and Om meditation app for you if you want to go a little more deeply into any series. You can try it for 7 days absolutely free. Access to over 2,000 guided meditations. The series include a journal and a guide customized around the week's theme. So settle yourself down now and get ready to meditate. And I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator. This is from Lewis, who is writing in from Toronto, Canada. Lewis says, "I never thought I could do it, but meditation is now part of my day. In fact, it is the best part of my day. If I skip it, I feel it and my whole day feels off. Thank you so much for providing daily guidance." You are more than welcome, Lewis, and I honor you for showing up for yourself day in and day out. I hope his message will inspire many of you who might be brand new to meditation. So here's how you do it. You're going to find a nice, comfortable place where you're not likely to be interrupted. Sometimes, though, you just make meditation happen wherever you can. Sit up straight and close your eyes. As your eyes are closed, a little tip is to gently elevate them upward to the point between your eyebrows. This keeps your thoughts uplifted when you meditate. Now begin to calm your mind and your body. Settle into your meditation space. This is your time. Begin to notice thoughts that come your way. Just notice them, not going into any one thought in particular. Just notice they're there. Next, notice how you feel. Notice your mood. Begin to notice your breath. And allow your breath to calm down naturally, breathing at your own pace. Notice what you're thinking right now. Mentally affirm, I uplift my thoughts in all situations. I uplift my thoughts in all situations. Now notice where you feel peace within yourself. Maybe you feel peace at your heart or with your eyes as they're gently uplifted. Maybe you feel peace in your spine. Notice the thoughts that help you to feel more at peace. Deepen your sense of this peace. Become aware of what contributed to this peace. You are working your higher consciousness as you grasp for positivity in your life, for peace. Yourself to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath, focusing on a peaceful state. This is your true state. Sit in stillness for however long you feel comfortable doing so, ending your meditation just at the point where you could meditate a little longer. Always end it on a high note. you are so worth slowing down for.